we got the bid for the convention 4 years ago, and so we have been planning this for 4 years now, and now we're coming down to the wire and getting everything set up.
So what is the schedule, or at least the tentative plan, in terms of the dates when things will be going on?
It'll be June 18th through the 22nd. Registration will start on the 17th, and that's when the Model A's will start rolling in. And it's a week-long event. We're going, the convention is like any convention. It's, you know, like the Kiwanis or anything. It's mm-hmm. Some things are open to the public and some things are not. But there'll be a week-long of fashion, era fashion judging, car judging, banquets, tours, car show.
That's really one of the key things, is you are doing this event that it's going to last over several days. So people are going to see these cars in our community. Some of the events are open to the public. You know, and of course, keep in mind, it being a convention, that there are some things that the members of the group are going to be doing. But they're certainly not shunning the community. I mean, you've got a parade and things like that planned.
Correct.
And how many cars, at least so far, do you think are going to be here?
Well, right now, our registration for the convention is at 361, and that's about 750 people coming, and we have about 260 cars registered right now that are coming. So
this is going to be a pretty big to do. I mean, yeah. this is you know, for
kind of hard to hide those in Marquette.
And that's the thing, you know, that I think that it's a credit to our area, because this event is held around the country in various locations every year, and they said Marquette works, but it must be also because there's a real connection to Henry Ford and Ford Motor Company here in the UP.
Right, there is a real connection, and that was one of the reasons they allowed us to have the convention up here. This is the first time it's been in a small city venue. 2 years ago was in Vancouver, British Columbia. 2 years before that, they do it every 2 years.
Oh, 2 years, okay.
And it was in Dallas, and you know, they went into these big cities, and nobody even knew they were there. When they come here, everybody's going to know they're here. And so we kind of warn them that Upers are really, really friendly.
I like that.
Well, there's a lot of classic car buffs in the UP, and especially around the Marquette area. And there's people that own all kinds of different cars, including several Model A's.
Yes, there's a lot. Our club membership right now, and it started about 5 years ago, is up to over 100 members. Hmm. They're not all from the UP. They're kind of some from Wisconsin, some from Ohio, and stuff like that. But my husband tells me that he knows of 13 Model A's that were bought specifically so people could come to this convention.
So, wow.
It's, you know, they're really excited about it. The members are really excited about it. So
I think one of the marquee events is going to be a parade, which, what can you tell us about that right now?
It'll be, MAFCA technically calls it a tour.
A tour.
Yeah,
a public tour,
Right. It's going to be between Ishpeming and Agani, just like the Buzz the Gut that they do in August does. We're going to use the same parade route, and so people can come out and watch that. It's going to be on Thursday, the 21st of June, from 5 to 6 p.m. And then right after that, there's going to be a car viewing. These are the cars that were judged.
Okay.
And they were going to be on display at the Dome. They're being judged in the Dome, and they'll be open for people to go in and see them from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday evening. And these are fantastic cars. Also, the 20 millionth Ford will be there, which is a really unique vehicle.
A few months ago, I was able to track down the whole history on the 20 millionth Model A, and actually it was being stored in a garage in Chassel, which I found out, which is interesting for me being from Chassel. And I know that
actually in Aura.
Yes, in Aura, which is a suburb of Chassel.
Yes.
And the family had it there, and then Ford took it, and they've put a lot of effort into it to restore it, right?
Right. What they found out is they didn't know where this car was after it came off the assembly line when Henry Ford drove it. It was driven all over the United States on a national tour promoting this car. And then after that, they lost track of it. They didn't know what happened to it. They thought it was destroyed in a fire. And then a few years ago, it was found up, owner Rod Lehmantinen, it was found in his mother's garage in Aura, and Ford Motor Company came up, checked out all the things on it, made sure it was the 20 million.
I guess they pulled the body off the frame.
They
looked at the numbers and they said, this is it. And now they've put a lot of money into it. They've displayed it and they're bringing it back up.
It's been on display in Detroit for 4 years. He gets it back now. They're bringing it up for the convention and he plans on driving it in the car parade. So, and another unique vehicle we're going to have is the Pequoming fire truck, which Henry Ford would drive when he went to Pequoming to check on all his holdings there. And he would gather up the kids in the village and he'd load them on the fire truck and he'd drive them around Pequoming. And so that fire truck has been unrestored. I mean, it looks just like it did when Henry Ford drove it. And that will be on display at the Dome, too.
So this is all part of the MAFCA 2012 convention that's coming to Marquette County. And again, just to recap, the dates are when?
June 18th through the 22nd.
And if people want to find out a little bit more, maybe see a schedule, I'm sure it's all kind of getting put together right now. Is there a website or anywhere that they can go?
Right. They can go to our website, which is superioraclub.com. You do need to be a MAFCA member to attend the convention.
Sure.
And you can go to MAFCA's website, which is MAFCA.com, and you can become a member. And you don't have to have a Model A to be a member. You just have to love cars. And so they can get all the information there.